When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's Ask Alice. This week, I got a question around wedding planning. And often in these Ask Alice sessions, I am focused on using my brain to give advice and to talk about lots of different fitness related things. I kind of wanted a little bit of a break this week. So it was such a nice question to receive. And it means that I can talk about what is a very exciting time. I'm getting married in a couple of months now. Oh, my goodness. And I got engaged in December 2022. We got engaged in December 2022. So it's been kind of a slightly longer, I don't know whether that is actually, that's just me saying that, but it's felt like a slightly longer wedding planning journey, which to anyone newly engaged or thinking about, you know, planning a wedding, I'd say I've really actually loved the fact that I've had all this time to prep, plan, get excited for, and just think about my upcoming wedding. And so in terms of where I'm at, I mean, there's so many things going on that I feel are like, ah, but there's also loads of things that I feel we've really nailed. One of the things that we got done really early on was to book the venue. I think my best advice, and by the way, I'm saying this as someone that's just a bride-to-be. I'm no expert when it comes to wedding planning. I feel like often people plan a wedding and they're like, oh, I'm an expert in it. I'm definitely not. I'm just going to tell you about my experience. But I felt booking the venue was the most important thing for us, just because we really felt that once we had a venue in mind, we could start to then picture everything else that came around that venue and how it would look and, you know, what it would feel like. So we booked our venue. I mean, you'll laugh at me, but we got engaged on December the 19th. And on December the 28th, I was like, right, Paddy, we're going in the car to view this venue. And off we went to go and see this wedding venue because they were having a price increase on January the 1st. And I was like, we've got to get in there before they increase their prices because they were increasing by quite a lot. And so we went to view it on the 28th, signed on the 29th. And I was like, thank God for that. We've missed the price increase, which is hilarious. But anyway, it meant that really early on, we had our venue nailed. That really helped us because, like I said, it helped us kind of have in our minds where our wedding was going to be, what it was going to look like, what it was going to feel like. And actually for us as well, we went with a venue that has a lot of stuff already there. So, you know, where we're getting married, they have all the food included, corkage included, bedrooms included. So it meant that it was kind of a bit of a one-stop shop for a lot of stuff that can be quite stressful when it comes to planning a wedding. I know that I've spoken to friends who found like booking a caterer so stressful, and we just didn't have any of that. So I felt like it was kind of a good first step. In terms of other things that have then come alongside that, I felt that I'm really bad. Paddy and I sat down and we identified what we felt would be really important to us on our day. And I think that's a really good thing to do because, you know, for some people, having the most amazing band is number one. And for other people, having really great food is the most important thing for them. And that's where they're going to spend their money. And I think being choosy about where you're going to invest the most can be really helpful in identifying, again, like I said, what's important to you. So we sat down and we were like, right, these are things that are really important to us. And these are the things that we want to really focus on. And other stuff can kind of come later. And so we booked our band really early on, which we knew was something that we really wanted to do and make sure that we had someone that we felt was going to really bring the party. And we also, what else did we do early on? We booked the band. I sorted my wedding dress. That was also kind of up there. We also booked our celebrant. And I think that was a really nice thing to focus on. And I've spoken about this a little bit on social media, but felt like when we booked our celebrant, it was because we really had this moment, both Paddy and I, where we were like, wow, like we've spent a lot of time thinking, especially before I got engaged. I'd always thought about like this big wedding that I was going to have and all these bits that were going to be a part of it. And then when I got engaged and I started to think about planning the wedding, I actually started to think about the importance of like marriage and what that really meant to us and what getting married actually meant. Rather than thinking about the big wedding around it, it was actually like, you know, what does marriage mean to us and what do we want our ceremony to look like, and making that a really important part of our day. So our celebrant, Nat, who on Instagram is Nat Raybould Weds, I'll put it in the show notes, is totally amazing. And I remember when we first had our meeting with her, I said to Paddy, I was like, I think I found this woman who I think is going to be brilliant for us. And we jumped on this call and she is literally like the Mary Poppins of celebrants. I mean, she is so full of fun and life, but also like she really lives and breathes weddings, and especially like the important parts of weddings, which is like the bringing together of two people and two families and what that means for those two people. And we just had this amazing chat with her where I was like, oh, I really get it now. And I really get what I want our marriage to be and our ceremony to be. And so that was really, really special. So I really recommend her. And again, like I said, like no affiliation and we're fully paying customers, but like she is incredible.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
And then like I did things like the florist and, you know, little bits around it. There are definitely little moments that I want to bring out that I looked into. But to be honest, like I think the big things for us were getting the bits that, like I said, we found really important to us, like the venue, the band. I think those two things were really big for us. So in terms of where I'm at right now, like I said, I'm a couple of months out. My dress is almost ready. I've been on this incredible dressmaking journey with Emma Beaumont, who I'm going to talk a lot more about nearer the time, but oh my God, it's been amazing. And it's actually been really, really special to have this kind of drawn out process of making my dress. So the last time I went to see her, I still didn't try on like my finished dress. And that might make some people really nervous because I'm literally only a couple of months out from our wedding and I still haven't tried on my actual dress. But I'm fairly chilled about it because I am trusting the process and I also really trust her. And so, yeah, like I said, been this amazing journey of really like properly designing a dress completely from scratch, completely bespoke, and making it exactly what I want it to be. Because one of the things that I found was I was going to a lot of these dress shops and trying on a lot of dresses that were like a 7 out of 10, like nice, or sometimes even an 8 out of 10. Yeah, really nice, but just not hitting the spot where I was like, oh, this is my dress. I just didn't have that moment. And we can talk about dress trying on another time because that's a whole nother conversation. I had a wild ride doing it, but I just didn't find many of my experiences special. In fact, some of them I found pretty awful. And I just felt like I came away from the whole experience feeling so deflated. And I was like, am I ever going to find my dress? Like, I feel like I've gone everywhere and I've not had any joy. And so when I found Emma, it was almost as if like every part of every dress that I liked, I was able to bring together into one dress. And that sounds awful. It sounds like a weird, like Joseph in his Technicolor coat. Not that. But it was like bringing together the best parts of all the best dresses that I tried on to make the best dress for me. And so that's been amazing. And we have our food tasting, which is on the 7th of March. Ah, so excited. Because we still haven't decided whether we're going to do sharing or individual portions of each thing. So I still need to have a think about that, and we'll decide that after we do that. So that's on the 7th. And then I feel like we're literally then coming onto the home straight. I feel like there's 1,000 things that I've probably forgotten. And one thing I would love to hear from you is if you have any advice of like the last minute things that you forgot or the last minute things that you didn't think about that you wish you had, like please DM me, because I'm blissfully going into this just so chilled. And I know that I've said this a couple of times, but I genuinely have surprised myself in terms of how relaxed I am. I thought I would be the ultimate like bridezilla, given that I've grown up always knowing that I wanted a big wedding. But I'm literally going into it just feeling like, you know, I'm chilled. And I think it's because, and I hate to sound cringe and kind of like, you know, say that my relationship is better than anyone else's. I don't think that at all. But because I'm so comfortable and happy in my relationship, and I think Paddy and I are so on the same vibe and really just wanting each other to enjoy the day, I think I just feel very relaxed about it. I'm like, I know that I'm marrying my favorite person in the world, and I feel very calm about, you know, things are probably going to go wrong. Things are probably not going to go as planned. I cannot control the weather. That's one thing that I had to drop so long ago. You know, when we think about, oh, I hope it's sunny. Like, yeah, of course I hope it's a nice day, but I cannot control the weather. So I can't worry about it, because what will be, and I'm going to have a great time otherwise. And I think if I go into my wedding thinking, please, please, please be sunny, and then it's not, I'm going to be really disappointed. Whereas if I go into it with the mindset of, whatever the weather is going to be is what I'll deal with on the day. And if it rains, it rains, and I'm still going to have a bloody great day. That's got to be my mindset. And thinking about in lots of other ways about all the other things that we can't control. I can't control how anyone else is on my wedding day. I can only control how I am. And someone gave me, in fact, Jules von Hepp gave me some really good advice. And he said that how you are and your energy on your wedding day is how everyone else is going to be. And if you are nervous, anxious, stressed, that will feed off onto everyone else. Whereas if you go into it feeling calm, happy, you know, all the things that you should really be feeling on your wedding day, that will seep out into everyone else. And as a result, you'll have an amazing wedding day. So I think I'm just really trying to focus on that. And yes, of course, I've got a few nerves about a few things, but really, I just feel very calm and at ease with the whole process and with feeling as though I'm just going to have a great time. And I think that that's a really nice place to be. So yeah, definitely let me know on the last minute bits. I am starting to think about sort of little things, like things that I can do for my bridesmaids in the morning. And like one of the things that I've booked, which is going to be so, oh, in fact, I can't believe I'm giving away some of these details. No, I'm actually not going to say that. I'm going to save some things for nearer the time. But I just feel really excited and lucky to be able to first of all share it with you, but also to be able to have just enjoyed this process and enjoyed the journey of being able to keep you up to date with where I'm at with it all. So this was a very rambling, very random Ask Alice, but because I was asked, I was like, do you know what, I have a nice light and kind of more chatty Ask Alice this week, and then next week we can get back to the serious stuff. So I hope you enjoyed, and I will be back next week with Ask Alice. If you have any questions that you'd like to send in, we have an email in the show notes that you can send those to, or you can drop me a DM on Instagram, and I will be back next Wednesday with our next episode. Speak to you then. Give Me Strength is an Insanity Studios production. The podcast producer is Saffron Mirza, and podcast production assistant is Abby Sandler.